Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Right, so it's back. It is back in 2025. It's Hot Cares here on Hot 102.7. And of course, it is all because of you. You made this possible. You were terrific at the Teddy-thon last year. And it's time to change some lives and help people out and make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us. Bunny Majaja.
We received a letter about a very passionate educator named Lara Brits. Now, we got this message from her mother, Renee, who wrote, Lara is a passionate and dedicated fourth and final year Bachelor of Education Foundation Phase teaching student at UNISA. And she says teaching has always been her calling. She's currently a student teacher at Laerskool Oosterkruin in Germiston, where she spent the past 2 years making a profound impact in the lives of young children and the young kids that she teaches. She's got a natural ability to connect with the little ones, and combined with her dedication and compassion, she's become a vital presence at the school. Now, we know the state of our education sector. We know how important having educators is, more so passionate educators, because it really is a calling and it is something that you've got to do because you have a deep love and a deep desire to make an impact in the lives of little ones. And so we thought, this sounds like our kind of girl. So we got Lara on the phone right now. Good morning, Lara. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Wonderful, thanks. How are you?
I'm also good, thank you.
Delightful. Love that we've got this very excited. I can feel the energy that your mom has been talking about. So, Lara, your mom sent us a letter, your mom Renee, and she said that you are just so passionate about education. Where do you think this all started for you?
This started from a very early age. I can remember when I was younger, I was always at family braais or friends braais. I was always with children, with the little ones, or playing with a baby or whatsoever. And at the end of matric, I definitely knew that this is definitely the field I need to go into.
So it's been a tough road for you. I mean, you're in your fourth year, but you've had to work as well as study, because yes, obviously it's quite costly to study.
Yeah, no, it is.
But I understand that you're doing very well academically, that even though you're dividing your time, how are you managing to juggle work and study?
Just my time management and the commitment I set in for myself and self-discipline to make sure that I come out and my priorities are firstly is the work, because I'm very thankful for working as well and earning a salary and everything. But then the time management is a bit difficult, but I set those priorities for myself to know that I need to do that. Sure. It's hard sometimes at home when I'm tired after a long day of work with the kiddies and athletics and sports afterwards. But the self-discipline, I learned myself that this is what I need to do and this is really what I'm working for. It's for my journey, for my, how can I say, my journey towards getting the grade that I want and doing what I want.
Yeah, no, I think you're going to go very far. It looks like 5 distinctions already. You've got quite a lot of academic excellence. So leading by example.
Yes.
Yes, okay. So I understand, just going back to the fact that you have to work and study, that it's been quite difficult from a home perspective, that your folks are struggling to keep up with your tuition fees. What's happening with your academic fees this year?
So the past couple of years we had help. We needed to ask for help, and I know sometimes it is a hard thing to do, to ask for help, but luckily family and friends stepped in to help. We've got wonderful support, but this year we said that we're going to try to do it ourselves, but my father was retrenched a couple of years ago. And that really, we are struggling to get back on our feet after that. He is working, but there's still a big struggle from where he was and where he is now. So, yeah, that's really a bit of a struggle to get back on our feet.
So what are you looking at in terms of the shortfall for this year's academic year? I mean, it's the beginning of the year and it's your last year and you need to get done. What's outstanding?
Yeah. So the standing amount for this year will be 25,000. And then from last year, we are still owning, I think it's 14,000.
Sure. And
yeah,
I'm looking here at the letter that your mom sent, Renee, saying that this 14,000 that's now outstanding, before we even look at this academic year, I understand Renee was looking at trying to get a loan. It's a difficult thing and something you can't manage on your salary, is it?
Yeah, no, it's not. As I say, I'm still a student teacher and I'm not actually qualified yet to go through the government so that they can pay me a salary and with my medical aid and everything. And with a student salary, it's not a lot, but I get through the month with my needs and everything I need, but it's a bit of a struggle to work in the study fees as well.
But I think it's important. I mean, I can quite clearly hear your passion for education. It's quite clear in your own academic excellence, getting distinctions and being able to juggle work and study, that this is something that really means a lot to you. And so
it does. It does.
What we'd love to do from a HotCares perspective is be able to support you and assist you through this time and for you to be able to reach your dream and make the impact that you so desperately want to make. We'd like to pay the full 29,000 Rand for this year's fees.
Oh, I'm so thankful for that. So thank you so much. I'm really so grateful for this opportunity and that you're willing to help and lean a hand. And I'm so grateful. I don't even have words.
No, you're very, very welcome. Lara, we'd also like to cover the outstanding debt for last year's fees to the tune of 14,000 Rand as well.
Word. Oh, thank you so much. I can't even believe it. Thank you.
Well, look, you go on and keep being this amazing teacher. I know you're going to be such a good example and a really, really positive impact in the kids' lives that you touch. So keep on keeping on. Keep your head down. You now don't have to worry about those fees. You can just make that meaningful difference that you so passionately want to.
Thank you. Yes, and that's my main goal in life. I just want to make a difference.
Amazing. Well, we'll be checking in with you throughout the year. All the best. Onwyseres.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate you guys and for the opportunity. You guys are amazing with what you are doing.
Another life change, Bunny.
It's such a pleasure to be able to be back on the HotCares train. And of course, we're always looking for people to help in our community. Someone you know, somebody always knows somebody that could use.
That's the thing. There is always someone who needs help. Mm-hmm. Always.
So you can send us an email at info@hotcares.co.za and let's do this.
HotCares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.